That's right. The podcast is back this week. How y'all doing? Thanks so much for being here as always. Y'all know how much I appreciate you here with me. So we're back for another one. Let's do this again. It's been a pretty good week. I cannot complain. I just finished editing the video that I did down at Funland this past weekend. And yes, this one will go up on time. Everything is done. It's ready. I feel really accomplished. I have the thumbnail done. I have all the SEO done. And it's filmed and all that good stuff. And I gotta tell you, it's so much easier when you have access to like the place that you're going. So for those of you guys that don't know, most of the videos that either I do or Larry and I do, I could pretty much say that almost all of them, with the exception of probably the ones that we've done at Malik's, because I've been going there for like 20 plus years. But like every other video, we just show up and we eat, and then we talk about it on video. That's just kind of how those videos work. It's very run and gun. We just show up, and a lot of times we do this because we want the restaurant to serve us as they would anybody. We don't want them to know, hey, this is a couple of YouTube guys. Let's put some extra cheese and extra meat on, like, let's just say a steak and cheese, for instance. No, I want to get it the same way that the person that is doing a research on a place that they may go to try. I want them to get the same thing that I'm getting, or me to get the same thing that they would get. Now, this doesn't always happen, because sometimes they see our cameras or we usually don't film in the restaurant, period. But I also, to a certain degree, want to get that access when possible. Maybe not every time, but it is kind of fun, especially if you're doing like a small business, something that's not a national chain. It's a lot more fun if you can get them on board, because, small businesses are like the heartbeat of America. They really keep, they keep people employed, they keep business going, and I want to help serve these folks as much as I can. The channel that we have now at just over 500 subs, that's right, we did pass 500 subs. We don't have like the most biggest influence, but there is going to come a time where we get to that level. I promise you, because I'm not sleeping a lot of times. If I'm not working on something for this channel, I'm researching stuff, either stuff I'm going to make or just consuming content that's centered around YouTube, thumbnail creation or video creation tags. Like, this is my life right now, because this thing must succeed. There is no exception. Like, it has to succeed, and I'm not going to stop. Like, I don't sit around and watch, bullshit TV. I'm watching stuff that's going to help me learn, that's going to help me get better as a creator. Okay. I'm either watching this stuff or I'm trying to make videos. And so it's always good when you can sit back, take in this knowledge and try to make it better so that we can get better. That's the way I look at it. So we will get to that point where we have a large audience. And so back to my original point, because, I like to go all over the place. We will get to that level. And one of the higher priorities of the channel, as far as I'm concerned, is highlighting these places. Now, of course, you want to make videos on different promotional items, for instance, that a national chain will do. It's a chance to be seen by people that are searching for these things. But ideally, we want to travel the country, see different places, try different places, and use the audience that we have to expose these places to others so that maybe other people, you know, that are passionate about traveling or things like this will go and check these places out. Or the hope is obviously as we get larger, as we get better with SEO and getting people finding stuff, it's like maybe there are people that are in a town where we film something and they just don't know about this place that's in their town. That's huge. So back to Funland. I was there on Saturday and my pal Clint Novak, he is the general manager of Funland down in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Full disclosure, he's a great friend of mine. He's also a fellow YouTuber. Him and his wife Sherry run a excellent channel called Happily Ever Novak. Go give him a sub. Go check them out. It's always fun when I can hang out with those guys because they're YouTubers. They get it. They love to get in the weeds and talk about all the geeky stuff about YouTube. In fact, I think probably close to half of the conversation that I had with Clint on Saturday, as I spent a couple of hours with him, was talking about YouTube at various points of the day. I love to talk about that. I love and I want to surround myself more with people that are talking about this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit what happened on Hell's Kitchen last night. I give a shit about making YouTube a career, making content creation a career, right? Like, I mean, you know, I watch wrestling. I that's one of the things that I will watch on a weekly basis and a couple of random shows. But other than that, it's YouTube, 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 because if you can't get immersed in the platform that you're trying to be on, like, what are you doing? Right? Like, if you want to learn it, if you want to make something happen with it, you got to be fully immersed in it. It's got to be at the top of your mind. So that's one of the things that I've seen with so many people that have, you know, been successful on YouTube, is that they live, eat shit, sleep this thing called YouTube. And that's where I'm at. So talking to Clint, talking to Sherry, she joined us later in the day. She was not in the video. She came later after we filmed, but it's always good talking with them. I love sitting down and chopping it up, talking YouTube and all that good stuff with those fine folks, and hanging out and talking about other stuff too, but mainly we do the YouTube stuff. So Clint down there tells me that he's got this new Tailgaters Express. It's a food cart. They are, spoiler alert, this is some information at the end of the video, but he gives me kind of a couple of minutes. We talk about kind of the future down there in Fredericksburg, and they're adding this Tailgaters restaurant to Funland. Tailgaters is a brand that is currently inside of the Funland of Fairfax location, which is actually the newer of the two. And they've decided to go back now and add a Tailgaters inside of Funland of Fredericksburg. So in the interim, while they renovate the entire area there and kind of create this thing, excuse me, I'm not even editing that out. I'm leaving it in. So in the meantime, while they do that, they have this food cart. So while it stays fairly warm and into, like, I guess the early parts of fall, Clint's going to have this food cart at Funland offering up these burgers, hot dogs. I think there's also tacos, which I did not get to try. And you can go check it out. It's a preview of what's to come over at Funland. So I went there, I tried it. I really enjoyed it. It was, it's a burger, man. It's a really, really, really good burger. It's not like the thickest burgers in the world, but when you put two or three of them things on there, and I did two, it starts thickening up pretty quickly. But it was really good. The hot dogs, man, those things were really big, and you know all the buns and stuff are toasted. It's all good. I'm spoiling the damn video. Go watch the video, would ya? Hopefully it'll do well. Hopefully the algorithm gods will be in my favor. I know that the last time I did a Funland video, which was centered around their go-kart track, that did pretty damn well. I think on my solo channel, which I do nothing on, we talked about that last week. I want to say it has like 2,300 views. So that's pretty amazing. Maybe I'm just good with the tags on that. I don't know, but I'm hoping this one does very, very well. I'm very happy with the thumbnail. It's very bright. The images are very sharp. And I think that hopefully that will translate into some clicks, people checking it out, giving it a shot. And we'll see what happens because I'm just excited. And this video in particular, you know, I added some extra things in there. You know, I've got the intro shot and I did some different cuts within that one shot. This is what I love. This is a little more technical. It's going to be over a lot of people's heads that don't care about the tech stuff, but excuse me for a moment. The A7S III, the camera that I use with the 4K, it's so crispy that you can punch in. And what I mean by that is, you can actually zoom in on the image and it still looks crystal clear, razor sharp. And so what I did was I took the one shot where I introed the whole damn video. I added a teaser towards the end of the intro and I added a clip of what was coming up later in the video, but I was able to punch in on the main shot and it really looks still so crispy. And that is a testament of the A7S III. I mean, I know people have their different camera preferences and things like that, but for me, I am Sony gang all fucking day. I love Sony so much, and I love the A7S III. And, you know, there will come a time where eventually I'll have to buy another camera, and it'll probably be just another A7S III if I don't go FX3, because that is like the entry to the cinema line, which is essentially an A7S III in a cinema body. And it's got this really cool grip on it and this XLR input. That will probably be the next camera, actually. I take that back. But it has, you know, pretty much all the same internals that the A7S III has. And now I'm like really, really like overly geeky on it. So with that being said, I think it's time to wrap this thing up. Thank you guys so much for being here. When I get really excited, I get out of breath, man. I'm like, holy crap. Well, we're all over here. We're all over the place. But I'm having a good time. I'm having a great week. And thank you guys so much for being here, hanging out with me, listening to me geek out, listening to me talk about this video. Go watch this Funland video, would you? Go watch it. In the description below, there's a link to the Fredericksburg Funland go-kart video as well on my old channel. Click on that. Go watch that. And I'll be back next week with another podcast. Talk to you guys very soon. See ya.